United Nations agencies are warning that Southern Africa again is facing famine because of drought and a lack of money from international donors. The aid agencies say 6.5 million people in six countries are at risk, in particular children. These countries include Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Swaziland, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. UN aid agencies say they have received only half of what they need to support critical food, health, water, sanitation, and education needs in the six southern African countries. They say millions of people remain vulnerable to the whims of nature and to the lack of interest from international donors. Rashid Khalikov is deputy director of the Geneva office that coordinates UN humanitarian assistance. He says there was some optimism that the situation would improve when the United Nations launched its multi-million dollar appeal on behalf of these countries last year.
However, this optimism is fading fast for two main reasons. One is erratic rainfall that has negatively impacted on food production, resulting in a significant deterioration of the food security situation. And second is lack of funding for critical assistance activities, particularly in the social service sectors, which continues to expose millions of people, in particular children.
UN aid agencies say they need $318 million to provide critical services for 6.5 million people until the end of the year. They warn they will be forced to scale back crucial projects across the region if they do not get the money. Dermot Carty is senior program officer for the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. He says children, in particular the 3 million AIDS orphans, will be the main victims. He says urgent and massive action is needed immediately. If this is not forthcoming, he warns there will be a generation of lost children, a legacy which the region cannot afford.
Youth and early primary school age children, highly susceptible to infection, and they are the futures of these countries. Young children not infected by HIV and AIDS, primarily age 5 to 13, are the hope for the viability of countries devastated by HIV and AIDS. At present, this has largely been an invisible group, both in terms of their needs and their vulnerability.
Mr. Carty says orphan children face enormous hardships. He says many are cared for by overstretched relatives. Many increasingly are heading their own households. He says the children frequently lack access to food and health care and often are forced to drop out of school. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.